And I hope you are doing well.
早晨好，希望大家都过去都很好。
We are doing this a little different today, so I hope I don't mess up the sharing of the screen.
我们今天跟以前的形式稍微不同，我要来分享屏幕。
If I do, someone will have to fix it for me.
如果我要是弄不好了，得有人帮我。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们一起以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I ask that you will be with us as we study today.
当我们一起学习的时候，求你和我们同在。
Speak to us through your word.
通过你的话，请你对我们的心说话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We are starting a new topic.Today,
我们现在开始一个新的系列。
I'll be spending three or four months on this.
我大概会花两到三个月的时间在这个主题上，在这个系列。
I was hoping that we would be back meeting in person by the time I started this new subject.
我本来是希望说，当我们开始讲这个新的系列的时候，我们可以实体聚会，可以面对面的来讲。
But it is still impossible.
但是仍然是不现实的。
So I am going to try to do this without being able to see you and get your questions.
所以呢，我仍然就是努力的想讲这个，然后没有办法看到你，也没有办法跟你有这个交流，也没有办法得到你的问题。Dr. Michael, maybe they can type their question or they can unmute themselves if you want to have discussion.
They can type the questions and then, yes, and then I will see how our time goes, yes.
对，如果你们有问题的话，你们可以就是在那个聊天里边把你们的问题给写下来。如果能写英文最好，不能写英文就写中文，那我会翻译。
Let me begin by explaining a little bit about what we're going to be doing.
我先来解释一下我们会做什么。
Each week we...recite the Apostles' Creed, or often we recite the Apostles' Creed.
在每一个星期天呢，主日我们都会最后都会重复念这个使徒信经。
And that creed is a very important summary of what we believe.
那个信经呢，是我们所信的一个很重要的一个概括总结。
Many of us have grown up in a background where maybe we don't have a lot of emphasis on tradition in the church.
我们的背景可能是没有说对这个教会的传统有强调教会的传统，这样子的背景成长的。
But the Apostles' Creed is one of those places where there is a great emphasis on tradition.
但是呢，使徒信经确实对这个传统呢有一个很强调的一个地方。
Now, some people say, tradition doesn't matter.
有些人就说传统不重要。
We should, everybody, it's just my relationship with God.
每个人就是自己和神单独的个人的关系。
And I don't need to worry about tradition.
我不需要去在意关心这个传统。
But the traditions of our church are very valuable.
但是呢，我们教会的传统呢，确实很宝贵，很有价值的。
In helping us to hold on to who we are and what we believe.
它帮助我们就是去持守说我们是谁，我们所信的是什么。
And so for several lessons, I'm going to be taking line by line the Apostles' Creed.
所以呢，我就会真的是一行一行的来看这个使徒信经。
And I want to do two things.
我想做的是两件事。
Number one, I want to look at what the creed means.
第一个我要看就是说这个信经它的意思是什么，它讲的是什么。
And then I want to look at what it means for us. How does it affect our Christian life?
第二点呢，我想去看说对我们意味着什么，它如何影响我们基督徒的生活。
Let's start in the book of Jude.
让我们刚先开始来看这个犹大书。
Jude only, there's only one chapter.
犹大书只有一章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Jude starts his letter by saying, Beloved, I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation.
然后犹大开始就这么说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽力尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就是我们。
He says, I wanted to rejoice in the gospel.
他说我想要在这个福音里边，我真的是喜乐，去享受这个福音。
You see, I can tell you as a pastor, it is always much nicer to preach a positive message than a negative one.
作为牧师，我能够看出来，就是说你去讲一个很积极正面的消息信息，远远比讲一个就是一个比较负面的这样的负面的信息更容易。
I enjoy when I can preach about John 3:16 and the good news of the gospel.
然后我能够如果讲约翰福音三章十六节跟这个福音的好消息的时候，那我很享受。
Jude says, I wanted to write to you about the good news, the common salvation.
犹大说，我想要给你们分享这个好信息，就是我们的共同所有的这个救恩。
But he says,I wasn't allowed to.
但是我却不被允许。
Instead, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith.
但是呢，我发现我却要写一个为从前一次交付圣徒的真道极力的争辩。
And he tells us what this faith is.
然后他就告诉我们的信仰是什么。
The faith that was once for all delivered.To the saints.
就是一次性的托付给圣徒的。
Over the next several weeks,
然后在以后的好多个星期
what I'm going to try to be doing is looking at the faith that he is talking about.
然后我就是去看他所犹大所讲到的这个信仰。
I once talked to a group of students and described what we're doing here as three buckets.
我有一次给一群的学生讲说，我们现在呢。
Now I can't see from where I am what's there. Is this showing up the correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
然后呢，我看讲的说，我们所看到的是三个这样子水桶似的这样一个图片，大家可以看到三个水桶。
Each of us in our Christian beliefs have three buckets.
每个人在我们的这个基督徒的我们的信仰，我们自己的信仰中，其实有三个桶。
The first bucket is what is absolutely essential to the Christian faith.
第一个桶呢，就是说，是对我们的基督徒的信仰是绝对的必要跟核心的部分。
A person who denies the things that are in that bucket, they are not a Christian.
如果他们把这些人都不信在这里边所代表的这些信仰、这些信念，那他们就不是基督徒。
It really doesn't matter how sincere they are. They have denied the truth that makes us part of the Christian faith.
不管说他们有多么的真诚多么的诚心，但是呢，他们一旦就是否认了让我们成为基督徒的那种信仰。
That bucket is where the Apostles' Creed goes.
这个呢，就是使徒信经所属于的，它就属于这个桶。
If you don't believe these things, by definition, you are not a Christian believer.
如果你不信这个使徒信经里边这个所写的，根据定义呢，你不是基督徒，你不是信主的人。
The other two buckets we'll talk about some other time.
然后另外两个桶呢，我们别的时间再谈。
But this first bucket are the things that define us as a Christian.
但是这第一个桶呢，就定义了基督徒是什么，我们什么才是基督徒。
Now, let me give a little bit of background about why the creeds matter.
让我先给大家一些背景，就是为什么这个使徒信经这么重要。
If you go to Deuteronomy chapter 6,
如果大家去到生命记第六章，
Moses is an old man.
现在摩西已经年纪很大了。
This is the last time he will speak to the people of Israel.
这是他最后一次对以色列的百姓说讲话。
The whole book of Deuteronomy is his last message.
这个整个以生命记就是摩西的像遗言似的。
For the rest of Israel's history, the prophets will point back to Deuteronomy as the measurement for Israel's obedience.
所以呢，在以后的历史中呢，那个先知呢就不断的就是指回到这个生命记，它就是作为以色列这个民族是不是顺服神的一个衡量的标准。
And right at the beginning of this, sorry, I messed up. Okay, right at the beginning of this, he gives a creed.
在这个生命记的，就是刚开始那几章，摩西就给了一个信经。
Hear, O Israel.
他说，以色列啊，你要听。
The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
耶和华，我们的神是独一的主。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
The Jewish people call this the Shema.
然后，以色列人呢，犹太人把这个叫成沙玛。
There's probably no way to translate that. It's the first word in Hebrew.
那个的是希伯来的，它的文字里边的第一个字母。
To this day, if you talk to a Jew and you say, "What is the Shema?" they can immediately quote this.
如果你今天就是问一个犹太人，你说什么是什么，他们就这个是吗？这个他们马上就可以把这句话给你，把这句经文给你念出来。
It defined this is who we are.
他们就定义了说我们是谁。
It said our God is one God.
他告诉我们说我们的神是独一的主。
Other nations worshipped many gods.
然后别的民族呢，他们敬拜很多别的神。
We worship only Jehovah.
我们单单敬拜耶和华。
It said we will love our God.
这里也说我们要爱我们的神。
When you read about the worship of Baal and of the other gods,
当你看到他们对那个巴利和别的神的这个敬拜的时候，
they worshipped out of fear.
他们是出于恐惧去拜这个神的。
But Israel worshipped out of love.
但是以色列是出于爱去敬拜神。
This was the creed for Israel. This is what we believe.
这个是以色列的信经，就是他们所信的。
Moses goes on and he tells them how important this is.
摩西继续的讲说这个有多重要。
Verse 6.
第六节，六章，第六章第六节。
These words that I command you today shall be on your heart.
他说我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
And then he says to them, you shall teach them diligently to your children.
你也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way.
无论你坐在家里，行在路上。
When you lie down, when you rise up.
躺下起来。
You shall bind them as a sign on your hand.
都要讨论，你也要记在手上为记号。
They shall be as frontlets to your eyes.
戴在额上为经文。
You will write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates.
又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
He is saying, I want you to constantly remember who you are.
他说我想要你们不断的想起来，记住你们是谁。
If you visit a Jewish home today,
如果你今天去拜访一个犹太人的家，
When you walk in the door, you will see a little box up in the corner above the doorway.
然后呢，你进去呢，你就会看到在那个走廊上，就走道上呢，有一个小的盒子。
That box will have a little piece of paper rolled up.
然后那个小盒子里面有一个小小的一张纸，就卷起来的一张纸。
And if you unroll it, it will be these words, the Shema.
如果你把它打开，其实就是这个生命记的六章，这些经四到六节，就是这个诗玛。
Because they take very literally when he said, write them on the doorpost of your house.
所以他们 当这个摩西吩咐说写在你房屋的门框上，他们把这个真的是按照就是很认真的照着字面意思去做。
If you are with an Orthodox Jew when they begin prayer, you will see them take and wrap around their arm a strings with a box.
如果你是跟一个那个正统的就是那个犹太就是犹太教徒在一起，当他们祷告的时候，你就看到他们的那个胳膊上呢就有一个东西缠着，上面有个小盒子。
It's the Shema, he said. Bind it as a sign on your hand or on your arm.
就是示码，他们说你要系在手上为记号，系在他们的手上或者胳膊上。
They are doing very literally what his point was. Make this the center of your life.
所以呢他们真的是照着字面的意思就这样很认真的去做。这个关键的重点就是说让这个成为你生命生活的中心。
Teach this to your children.
把这个要教导你的儿女。
If you want your children to grow up in the faith, you must teach them.
如果你想要你的孩子是在这个有信仰的这样生活里，有信心的生活里长大，那你要教训你的儿女。
Make this who you are.
让这个成为就是定义你的一个
Now this week I was talking to someone and they said I don't want to force my religion on my children.
我这个星期跟一个人谈，他说我不想把我的信仰，我的这个就是强迫加在我儿女身上。
So I don't tell them very much about religion.
所以我在宗教上，在信仰上，我不跟他谈那么多。
I let them go to church and the pastor can do it.
然后呢我让他们去教会，让牧师，这让牧师来教导他们。
They said, what do you think of that?
他们说你怎么想呢？
Here is what I think.
这是我的想法。
There were people in Israel who did that.
在以色列也有人这样做。
And here is what happened.
然后最后的结果是什么呢？
In 950, Solomon comes to the throne.
公元前950年，所罗门作王。
He forgets this Shema.
他就忘了这个吩咐。
He forgets that Israel is to love only God.
他忘了以色列应该单单的爱耶和华他们的神。
That there is only one God.
只有一位主，一位神。
And he begins to worship the gods of his wives.
然后他就开始去敬拜，就是去拜他的那些妻妾们的神。
And soon Israel is divided.
很快呢，以色列就分裂了，分成两个王国。
You can jump down to 722.
你也可以再往前推到公元前722年。
The people in the northern kingdom are no longer teaching their children, and they are no longer practicing the Shema.
然后呢以色列国就是北方王国，他们不再教导他们的儿女，然后他们也没有再就是把这个示码放在他们的心里。
And so now they are worshiping other gods.
现在他们就在拜别的神。
And God allows Assyria to come and to destroy the nation.
所以呢神就允许亚述攻进来，然后把这个民族，把这个国家都给攻破了，把这个。
Jump down to 586.
然后我们再到公元前586年。
The people of Judah are no longer living by the Shema.
然后呢犹大呢他们也不再按照这个吩咐来生活。
And God allows Babylon to come and defeat the city and destroy the temple.
然后呢神就允许这个巴比伦人过来，就是攻陷了耶路撒冷，也是真的毁灭了耶路撒冷。
Carry the people away into slavery.
然后把人都被掳去，带到了这个奴役之下。
In fact, I said it wrong.
然后我其实说错了。
I said God allowed Babylon to attack.
我说神是允许巴比伦来攻击他们。
The prophets say God sent Babylon to attack.
但是先知是说神差遣，神送。差遣这个巴比伦来攻击他们。
He judged Judah because Judah no longer lived by the Shema.
他审判了犹大，因为犹大不再按照这个神的吩咐来生活。这个
You can go to the New Testament.
你也可以到新约里来看。
One of the reasons Jesus condemns the Pharisees is they no longer follow the Shema.
然后耶稣就是谴责这个法利赛人的一个原因，就是他们没有在跟随这个什么。
They say the words.
他们嘴巴上说这样说的。
But they do not love God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their might.
但是他们并没有尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华他们的神。
A creed is very important for defining this is who we are and this is how we live.
然后信经就是定义说我们是谁，我们如何生活是非常的重要。
Now let me move from the Jewish creed to the Apostles' Creed.
现在我们从那个以色列的信经再转到说使徒信经上。
We don't know a lot about how the Apostles' Creed developed.
我们不是很清楚的就是知道说这个使徒信经是怎么来的。
But it appears that it started out of the baptism in the early church.
然后应该是好像是从这个初期教会的这个受洗来了。
Baptism was an important witness.
然后受洗这个洗礼呢是一个很重要的一个见证。
When you were baptized, it meant you might lose your job, you might lose your home, you might even be killed.
然后当你受洗的时候，你可能会丢掉你的工作，也丢掉你的房子，甚至会被杀。
In fact, we forget, when we think of witnessing, we just think of maybe handing out an invitation at Food Town.
然后我们想到见证的时候，可能就是想到像去这个中国店门口去发福音单张。
And that's a good thing to do.
那当然是，那是一件很好的事情。
But the word witness in Greek was a word martyr.
但是在希腊文里边，这个见证的意思就是殉道士。
To identify publicly as a Christian meant that you might die as a martyr. That was a witness.
就是说，你公开的宣称承认自己是基督徒，那就意味着你有可能成为殉道士，就是这个意思。
So, baptism was very important to them.
所以呢，这个洗礼对他们是非常的重要。
So they did like we do it, Palm Beach.
所以他们就像是我们教会里所做的。
Before baptism, they went through a series of classes to learn this is what we believe as Christians.
然后呢，在受洗之前呢，他们会上一系列的课，让你知道说，你作为基督徒，我们所信的是什么。
Then on the day of the baptism,
然后在受洗那天呢，
they would ask each candidate, "Do you believe in God the Father Almighty?"
然后他们就会问每一个要受洗的人说，你信上帝全能的父吗？
And they would say yes, and they would be immersed.
然后呢，他们就说是的，然后他们就会被受浸一次。
Do you believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, who was crucified, dead, and ascended into heaven? Raised from the dead and ascended into heaven.
你信我主耶稣被钉于十字架，从死人中复活升天吗？
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
你信圣灵吗？
And this became the ritual for baptism.
所以这就变成一个洗礼的仪式。
That's the creed that we use most often in our services.
这个也是我们在我们的崇拜中经常用的这个信经。
Now, I want to mention another creed.
然后我也想要在这里提一下另外一个信经。
That I will be talking about some during these classes.
然后我们的这个系列课中我会讲一些关于这一部分。
In the 4th century,
在第公元四世纪的时候，
The Emperor Constantine had become a Christian.
这个皇帝康斯坦丁说他信主了。
And Christianity was growing very quickly.
所以基督教就成长的发展的很快。
Unfortunately, as it grew, there came some problems.
不幸的是，当他这个发展成长的时候呢，也同时也有问题。带来的问题。
One of the problems was the danger of false teaching.
其中的一个问题就是这个假教训的这样一个假教训。
There was a young preacher from Alexandria, Egypt.
有一个年轻的一个牧师传道人，他是从埃及的亚历山大来的。
He was very brilliant.
他非常的聪明。
He was a very good speaker.
他也是一个很好的讲员。
And in his logical mind, he said this.
然后呢，在他的这个非常逻辑性的一个想法中，他这么说。
The Bible says that Jesus is the Son of God.
圣经说耶稣是神的儿子。
And so he decided a son has to be younger than the father.
然后他就决定说，那儿子嘛，那肯定是要比爸爸年轻，比爸爸，年纪上比爸爸。
So if Jesus is the Son of God, there had to be some point when he did not exist.
然后如果耶稣是神的儿子的话，那肯定在一个什么时间点上，那耶稣没有存在。
Which meant Jesus is not eternal.
这就意味着耶稣不是永恒的。
But now he had a problem.
但是现在他有一个问题。
The Bible says that God is eternal.
圣经上说神是永恒的。
So if Jesus was not eternal, then he could not be truly divine. He was not God.
如果耶稣不是永恒的，那他就不可能真正的是神，不是真正的属天的。
Now, you might say, it's just words.
然后你可能会说，这不过就是话语而已，这就是文字而已。
Arius said that the Son had a beginning.
然后亚流这位年轻的这个传道者就说，讲道的人就说，耶稣没有开始，有。
That Jesus was not divine.
耶稣有一个开始，耶稣没有神性。
But he still saw Jesus as a great teacher.
然后他仍然认为耶稣是一位伟大的教师。
So many people said, ah, it's no big problem.
然后很多人就说，哦，这不是什么大问题。
But Orthodox Christians knew it was a big problem.
但是正统的基督徒知道说这是一个很严重的问题。
You see, only God can forgive sin.
因为只有神可以赦免人的罪。
If Jesus were not God, His death for us does not save us.
如果耶稣不是神，那他的死就不能拯救我们。
And so soon the church was very divided.
很快呢，教会就开始分裂，就很分裂。
You will find this hard to believe now.
现在你觉得可能很难相信。
Because for most people, religious beliefs are just kind of minor.
对很多人来讲，这个在宗教信仰上的这种相信呢，是一个次要的问题，是一个不重要的问题。
But religious beliefs mattered so much back then that they began to have riots.
然后呢，在那个时代呢，这个在宗教上的这个信仰的，你这个信条，你所信的是这么的重要，所以他们甚至开始有骚乱。
I don't want to say it, but it was a little bit like we have seen recently.
然后这个骚乱，这个动乱呢，就有点像我们最近所看到的。
But it was over this.
但是它的这个原因呢，是跟这个相关的。
Is Jesus truly God?
耶稣真的是神吗？
The emperor called them together.
然后皇帝就把他们都叫到一起。
All of the bishops met together.
所有的主教都聚在一起，都叫来。
And out of that came what we call the Nicene Creed.
从这个聚集，我们就出来这个尼西亚信经。
Nicaea is the town where they met.
这个尼西亚是他们所去的，他们开会的这个地方地名。
And in this creed, they said Jesus is God of very God. He is completely God.
然后在这个信经里面，他们就说耶稣是完全的神，是完全的百分之百的神。
I'll be coming to that creed some as well as we talk about the creed.
然后我们以后也会讲这个信经。
Now I've looked at the Jewish creed.
然后我们看了这个犹太人的信经。
I've looked at the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed.
我们也看了使徒信经跟尼西亚信经。
But you might say, why do we need this now?
然后你可能就会问说，我们为什么现在需要这个呢？
Okay, so back in the 4th century, they argued and debated about this.
然后在公元四世纪的时候，他们就开始辩论，为这个争辩。
But how does it affect us now?
他们如何影响我们今天的生活呢？
Let me try to answer that.
让我们试着来回答这个问题。
I live a mile from the beach.
然后我家呢离这个海滩呢沙离这个海滩大概只有一英里远。
I have never done this, but if on a Sunday I were to go down to the beach on a Sunday morning,
如果从来没有这样，但是如果星期天早晨我要去海滩的话，
and I were to meet some postmodern person laying out on the beach,
然后我会碰到一些就是后现代主义的人，就是在这个海沙滩上。
And I would to say, why are you not in church?
然后我可能会对他们说，你们为什么没在教会呢？
He might say to me this.
他可能会这样对我说。
I am spiritual, but I'm not religious.
他说我是有这个属灵的，但是我不是这个，不是这种宗教，不是练习宗教。
I don't need a church.
我不需要一个教会。
I don't need a bunch of doctrines.
我也不需要一些教义。
I worship the divine spirit that unites all men.
我敬拜的是这个神灵把所有的人都连接在一起。
It sounds kind of nice.
听起来很好。
Except that Paul said,
除了保罗是这么说的。
We cannot worship a God that we do not know.
我们不能去敬拜一个我们不认识的神，不知道的神。
Even many Christians,
即使是很多基督徒
say,
他们说
I don't need a creed,
我不需要一个信经。
I don't need a bunch of doctrines,
我也不需要一堆这个教义。
I just read the Bible,
我就是读圣经。
That sounds good,
听起来很好。
But listen to what Peter said all the way back in the first century.
你听一下在公元一世纪彼得是怎么说的。
And he's talking about people who read the Bible.
他是在对那些读圣经的人讲的。
He says, they are ignorant and they twist it to their own destruction.
他们就是无知的，然后就是为can you give me the verse?
2 Peter 3:16.
Yeah, 彼得后书三章十六节说他们就是强解别的经书，自取沉沦。
They took scripture.
他们把这个圣经节给拿出来。
But they twisted it to a different meaning.
然后他们就把这个圣经给扭曲到一个不同的意思。
And so from the very beginning, the church had creeds.
所以从最最刚开始的时候，教会其实就是有信经的。
I have put on the screen what is probably the very first creed that Christians recited.
然后我在这里放到的可能是基督徒可能是最早开始念诵的一个信经。
This was in 1 Corinthians 15.
这是在哥林多前书十五章。
And it was something that,They would recite in their services.
所以是在他们的崇拜中，他们会背诵的。
Paul says, "What I taught you is what I received."
保罗说，我当日所领受又传给你们的。
And then he gave the creed.
然后他就把这个信经告诉他们。
Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures.
而就第一就是基督照圣经所说的为我们的罪死了。
He was buried.
而且埋葬了。
He was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
And he appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
The early Christians memorized that.
然后初期的基督徒他们把这个都已经背下来了。
If someone were to say to them, you're a Christian, what's that mean?
如果有人问他们说你是基督徒，那什么意思呢？
They would have said, this is what it means.
然后他们就会说，这是啥，什么意思？这就是
他的意思。I believe that Jesus died just like the prophet said he was going to.
耶稣就是照着圣经，就是照着先知所预言的死了。
I believe he was buried.
然后我相信他也被埋葬了。
The person might say, that's no problem.
然后那个问他的人会说，哦，这个没问题。
And I believe that just like the prophet said, he was raised from the dead after 3 days.
然后就照这个先知所说的第三天复活了。
And the person they were talking to might say, well, that sounds like a nice story.
然后跟他们谈话的人会说，哦，那听起来好像是一个挺好的故事。
And they would say, oh, no, it's not a nice story.
然后他们会说，这个可不是一个故事，不是个传说。
It's more than just a story.
就不单单不是单单一个故事而已。
I believe that he appeared to Peter and to all the disciples.
我也相信他显给那个彼得看，也显给十二个使徒看。
Do you see what they were doing?
你知道他们所做的是什么吗？
They were saying, "This is what we believe as Christians."
他们告诉他们，作为基督徒，这就是我们所信的。
Now, why do we need? What does the creed do for us?
那信经对我们的帮助能帮我们做什么呢？
When we say the first two words of the creed,
当我们就是背诵就是引说出来这个信经的头两个字的时候，
I believe,
就是说我信。
Next week we'll start looking at the creed, I believe in God the Father Almighty.
下个星期我们会看上面说我信上帝全能的父。
But when we say, I believe, what does that mean?
当你刚开始信经最早的这个里边两个字，我信，那意味着什么呢？
First of all, it gives us a measuring stick for doctrine.
第一个呢，它是给我们一个衡量教义的尺子。
It says, this is what you must believe to be a Christian.
说这个是你要成为基督徒你必须要相信的东西。
Again, there are some beliefs that fit in that second bucket or third bucket.
当然有些别的这种信仰或者你的信念呢是可以放在第二个或者第三桶里边。
And Christians will disagree about them.
在那个第二个桶、第三个桶里面，基督徒会有一些不同看法、不同意见。
But the creed defines what is in the first bucket every Christian believes.
然后这个信经呢就定义了说每个基督徒都相信的他是属于那个第一类的那个桶第一个桶里面的。
Let me give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
If we were having a class on Revelation,
比如说我们讲这个启示录。
Someone in the class might say, I believe that Jesus is going to come back before the tribulation period, the 7-year tribulation.
比如说有些人就会说我相信耶稣会在灾就是在灾前就会来就是
Someone else might say, I believe Jesus is going to come back after the 7 years of tribulation.
You mean Jesus coming back or rapture? Oh, Jesus coming back. 有些人相信说我耶稣会在7年灾难之后来到这个世界。
Someone else would say, I think the rapture will be in the middle of the tribulation.
哦，他讲的其实是被提，就是耶稣来把我们带走。有些人讲的说，那我相信是灾中被提。
And someone else would say, I think he will come back after the 1,000-year millennium.
然后还有人就说，我相信耶稣会在千禧年之后再来。
And we would have disagreement.
我们会有不同的意见。
But all of those...are Christians.
但是所有这些有不同意见的都是基督徒。
Those are in a different bucket.
他们这个就是刚才所说的在第二桶或者第三个桶里边的。
But in the first bucket.
但是在第一个这个桶里边。
The measuring stick for what we believe as Christians.
就是这是一个衡量我们是不是基督徒的一个尺子。
The Apostles' Creed says, we believe, I believe that he shall come again.
然后使徒信经里边就讲到说我们信他会再来。
That's not optional.
那个不是一个可以一个选择选项。
Someone said to me, I'm a Christian.
有人对我说我是基督徒。
Now, I don't believe that Jesus was the Son of God.
但是我不相信耶稣是神的儿子。
But I believe he was a great teacher.
但是我相信他是一位伟大的教师。
So I think I'm a Christian.
所以我想我是基督徒。
The Apostles' Creed says no.
使徒信经就说不是的。
If I don't believe he was the Son of God, I am not a Christian.
如果我不相信他是神的儿子，那我就不是基督徒。
Imagine it like this.
就想象一下，就是这样的。
Imagine you meet someone and they say, I'm a United States Marine.
然后有一个人说我是海军陆战队的队员。
And you say, oh, really?
你说哇，真的。
You were in the Marines?
你在那个海军陆战队啊。
No, I never joined.
哦，我从来没有参加过。
I never went to boot camp.
我从来没有去过那个新兵训练营。
But I really like the Marine uniform.
但是我非常的喜欢这个海军陆战队的那个制服。
So I'm a Marine.
所以我就是这个海军陆战队队员。
You would say, no, you're not.
然后你说你不是。
You're not a Marine unless you join the Marines and follow their pattern.
除非你加入这个海军陆战队并且遵循他们的模式，不然你就不是。
The same way.
同样的。
You cannot say.
不能说。
I don't believe the doctrines of the Apostles' Creed.
我不相信这个使徒信经里边的这些教义。
But I like going to church. There's nice people there.
但是我因为教会的人都挺好的，我喜欢去教会。
So, I'll call myself a Christian.
所以我就称自己是基督徒。
No, the creed measures. This is a Christian.
所以这个信经呢，就是衡量你说这个你是不是基督徒。
A second thing the creed does is it unites the church.
第二点的信经所做的就是把所有的基督徒连接在一起。
Now when you hear that, you might say, no, 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 doctrine divides us.
有的人会说不是这样的。教义分开我们，把我们分开了，分裂我们。
But listen to what Paul said.
但是请你听一下保罗所说的。
We are one body and one spirit.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个。
Called into one hope.
正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father over all.
一主一信一喜一神，就是众人的父。
What is he saying?
他说的是什么呢？
He is saying our doctrine, the core of our belief, unites us.
就是说我们的这个信仰的核心，我们的教义把我们是连接在一起的。
We are one.
我们是一体的。
When I travel overseas and go to church, I don't understand most of the service.
当我去到海外，然后我们去教会的时候呢，基本上我参加这个敬拜，我都不知道他们在讲什么。
But I always look forward to the point where they recite the Apostles' Creed.
但是我总是很期待，就是大家一起来引诵、背诵《使徒信经》。
Up until that point, they are talking, and I don't know what they are saying.
然后在那之前呢，他们在讲道，那我不知道他们在讲什么。
But all of a sudden,
但是忽然之间
，whether I'm in China or the Philippines or New Guinea or India,
不管我是在中国、在印度，还是在巴布新几内亚，或者在菲律宾。
I can say with them, I believe in God the Father Almighty.
然后我可以跟他们一起说，我信上帝全能的父。
We are united by the creed.
我们因着这个信经，我们就连接在一起。
One of the things that has been very difficult in 2020 and now in 2021.
2020年很困难的一件事情，包括到现在2021年。
Is to feel that we are worshiping separated.
就是感觉到我们是在就是没有办法在一起敬拜。
And our elders and deacons have done a wonderful job of trying to unite us through Zoom.
然后那个教会的牧者、长老、执事就是非常努力，也做的也很棒，想要通过这个 Zoom 呢把我们连接在一起。
But I think everyone would agree that Zoom is not the same. As being in the sanctuary together.
但是我想每个人都同意，这个通过这个 Zoom 机会跟在这个教堂里边大家在一起实体的聚会是不同的。
But the creed unites us. We are one.
圣经呢把我们连接在一起，我们是一体的。
Let me quickly say the creed is a guardrail against heresy.
然后呢，圣经是防止异端的护栏。
It puts a fence and says, this, you cannot go beyond this.
然后他就放了一个篱笆围住我们，说这个是你不能出去的。
Again, there are many things we will disagree about.
我们有很多事情我们大家可能都不同，都就是说是。
We will have different ideas and that's okay.
我们会有不同的想法，那没关系。
But the creed defines if you go outside this fence,
但是那个信经
you have become a heretic.
信经就决定了说，如果你出了这个篱笆，出了这个护栏，那你就成了异端了。
And so that is why Jude said, I had to write about this.
所以这就是犹大说，我必须不得不写信劝你们。
You must not go past this fence of the creed.
你不能就是穿过越过这个信经，就是这个护栏。
I think there are two dangers in our church today.
在我们今天的这个教会里边有两个危险。
The first danger is this.
第一种危险就是
to put everything in this last bucket.
把所有的一切都放在这个第三个桶里边。
Everything is optional.
是每样东西呢都是绝对的，都是可以，都不是绝对，都是可有可无的。
There is nothing that is heresy.
没有任何东西是异端。
I have heard writers who claim to be Christian who deny that Jesus is truly divine.
然后呢，我甚至我听到过就是一些作家，他自称为基督徒，但是呢却否认耶稣的神性。
They deny the virgin birth and the death of Christ for our sin. They deny the resurrection.
他们否认就是耶就是这个童女生子，也否认耶稣的这个复活。
For them, bucket three here is full.
所以对他们来讲，这个第三个桶呢就是满满的。
But when I take bucket one and look at it and shake it, it's empty. They don't have anything in that bucket.
但是他们的第一个桶里边呢却是空的，什么都没有。
The Apostles' Creed says there are some things that you must believe.
然后这个使徒信经告诉我们，有些东西是你必须作为基督徒，你称为基督徒就必须要相信的。
But the Creed helps me also because I have met other people who every single thing fits in the first bucket.
但是我也碰到有的基督徒，就所有的东西都在第一个桶里边。
The deity of Christ fits in the first bucket, of course.
耶稣的神性那当然是在第一个桶里边。
But they also put in the first bucket which translation of the Bible you use.
但是他们也把就是说你所用的这个圣经的翻译的版本哪个是你用的也放在第一个桶里边。
The first bucket includes what songs we sing.
然后第一个桶里也包括了说什么样的歌你唱什么样的歌。
The first bucket includes what clothes we wear.
然后第一个桶里也包括你穿什么样的衣服。
And when I look at those people's bucket, the first bucket, you can't fit everything in. They're cramming in to get it in the bucket.
然后呢，在第一个桶里面有这么多，你都放不进去了，就得把它使劲挤挤挤，把东西放进去。
And then I look at their third bucket, and I turn upside down, and nothing comes out. It's empty.
然后第三个桶里面却是空空的。
Both of these are mistakes.
然后这两种都是错误的。
The first mistake denies the truth of the gospel.
第一个那个危险呢，第一个错的就是说他真的是否认了关于基督信仰的真理。
The second mistake
第二个呢
divides the church and denies the unity of the church.
第二个桶呢就是说把就是分裂的教会，然后呢就是分裂了这个教会，破坏了教会的合一。
We need the creed as a guardrail to define for us heresy.
然后呢，我们需要的是这种使徒信经呢，是为我们，就是好像防止异端的护栏。
Finally, we need the creed as a roadmap for our life.
然后我们也需要信经做我们人生的蓝图。
Let me explain what I mean.
让我解释一下我的意思。
I do not know how to swim.
我不知道怎么游泳，我不会游泳。
So our family went to Israel.
所以我们全家去以色列的时候。
And the guidebook said that the Dead Sea is so salty that anyone can float in it.
然后这个指南，这个旅游指南就告诉我们说，这个死海的这个特别的咸，盐度很大，所以任何人都会在那个水上就是浮漂的。
Even if you don't know how to swim, you can float in the Dead Sea.
就算你不知道怎么游泳，你在那个死海也不会沉下去。
And so on the plane to go to Israel, my children said, "Do you believe that?"
然后在我们到以色列的这个飞旅程上的时候，我的孩子们就问我说，你相信吗？
And I said, oh yeah, I believe it.
然后我说相信啊。
So when we get there, will you get in the water with us?
然后他们就说，那我们到了那个水里边，你会跟我们一起下水吗？
And I said, no, I might drown.
然后我说不行，我可能会淹死。
You see, I said I believed it.
然后我嘴巴上说我信。
I even thought I believed it.
我甚至想到说我可能是相信的。
But when it was time to step into the water,
但是,
I didn't really believe.
但是到了那个要真的下水的时候，我没有真正相信。
We need a creed to say, this is how we live.
然后我们需要一个信经告诉我们说，这是我们如何要生活的。
John says, whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰说，一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And some people say, ah, that's easy, I believe.
然后有人说，哦，那很简单啊，很容易啊，我相信。
But you see, when John says believe, he means yes, the mind.
约翰说相信的时候，他确实他指到说你的头脑。
But it also means the will has trusted completely in Christ.
也是在你的意志上，你完全的信服耶稣。
And so now we live in obedience to his commands.
现在呢，我们就是对他耶稣的吩咐和诫命，我们过一个顺服的生活。
What I'm going to be looking at over these next few months is,
在下来几个月我们要看的是,
if we believe, for instance,
如果说我们
Father Almighty,
如果我们相信神全能的父全能的上帝
What does that mean?
那我们相信他是全能的那意味着什么呢
How will we live differently because we believe that?
因为我们相信那我们会活会有会生活会有什么不同呢
I want to end with one story about the creeds.
我想跟大家结束的时候讲一个故事。
1941 was during World War II.
在1941年那时候还是二战。
And it was a very difficult time for England.
对英国来讲那个是一个很艰难的时期。
In London, for 57 nights in a row, they were bombed by the German planes.
然后就是在伦敦真的是连着57天他们都在被那个德军轰炸。
The English people felt a great despair and hopelessness.
然后这个英国的人民呢就感觉到一种非常的巨大的这种绝望和这种和那种无望。
And during the war, the BBC radio asked C.S. Lewis to give a series of broadcasts to try to encourage the people.
所以在那个时期呢，这个 BBC 电台呢就请这个 C.S. Lewis 就是有一系列的广播，希望这样来鼓励这个老百姓。
And so he gave a series of radio broadcasts.
所以他就讲了一系列的这个广播。
They are what became the book Mere Christianity.
所以这个就我想忘了这个中文怎么翻，就是那个基督教单单的基督教这本书。返璞归真好像是。
This is how he started one of the broadcasts.
所以他其中呢有一个的这个广播节目是这么开始的。
Everyone has warned me not to talk about this topic.
然后说我周围的人都所有的人都警告我不要去讲这个主题。
They all say the ordinary listener does not want theology.
他说一般的听众他们不想要神学。
Give him something practical.
给他们一些实际的东西。
C.S. Lewis said,
那个路易斯就说了，
I have rejected their advice.
我拒绝了他们的建议。
Because I don't think the ordinary listener is a fool.
我不觉得这个普通的听众是傻子。
I think anyone who wants to think about God at all would like to have the best understanding of him.
所以我相信任何就是哪怕相信神他们都希望能够真正的能够更多的理解神。
And he began to teach about what we believe.
然后呢他就开始教导说我们所信的。
You see, he believed.
然后他相信。
That our doctrine, our beliefs will affect our life.
我们的教义，我们的信仰影响我们的生活。
He believed that if you are in an underground bunker hiding from German bombs,
如果你是在藏在这个地下里，就是地下，就是要躲藏，隐蔽所，要躲藏德军的这个轰炸。
Knowing that God is the Father Almighty who cares for you will affect.The way you think in that underground bunker.
所以呢，当你在这个隐蔽所、这个避难所藏的这个德军的轰炸的炸弹的时候，你知道神是全能的父，是你的上帝，他在意你，他保护你，这会影响你的想法。
He believed that if you were a mother praying for your son who is fighting in Germany.
如果你是一位为母亲，你在为你在德前线跟德军打仗的儿子在祷告的时候
，That knowing, believing that I believe in the Holy Spirit, who is with me and is also with my son.
如果他的信仰相信说圣灵是不仅跟我同在，也跟我的儿子同在
，Will bring peace.
会给你带来平安。
So now it is 80 years later.
现在又过了八十年。
Once again, our world is in a lot of turmoil.
然后我们现在的世界又是在一片混乱之中。
And once again, there are probably people who would say, don't waste time every Sunday at Palm Beach talking about the Apostles' Creed.
说有些人就会说，不要浪费时间，每个星期天去听这个教会在讲什么，使徒信经。
Talk about something that really matters.
讲一些真正重要的有关联的事。
COVID or the election.
或者是疫情或者是选举。
And I am saying what C.S. Lewis said.
我要说的就是路易斯所说的。
I don't think our members are foolish.
我不觉得我们的会员是愚蠢的。
I'm saying it nicer than he did.
我说了比 C.S. 路易斯说的 要好一些。
I don't think our members are foolish.
我不觉得我们的会员是那样是愚蠢的是愚笨的。
I think.
我相信我觉得。
That knowing that God is Father Almighty will bring me peace in chaos.
然后我知道说神是全能的父这样子是会带给我心里平安。
I think
我觉得
that saying I believe in the church, the one united universal church.
我相信这个教会是一个大公教会，一个圣而公之教会。
Will bring unity in a time when our churches are very divided.
是在教会是很分裂的时候会带来这个团结。
And so we're going to look at the creed.
所以我们会去学习，会去看这个学习这个信经。
We're going to look at how we live as a result of the creed.
我们就会看说，作为这个对这个使徒信经的信相信理解，我们怎么样来生活。
And I really hope and believe that it will be something that will encourage you.
我真的是也相信，也希望这个真的是鼓励你。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, over these next few months as we study the creed, would you help it to be something practical for us?
亲爱的主，在未来的几个月，当我们学习你的信经的时候，求你真的是 来帮助我们，让这些对我们是很实际的。
That we will see how what we believe impacts our daily life as believers.
让我们看到说我们所信的怎么样影响到我们每日的生活。
Now this week I ask that you will bless our members.
求你这个星期真的祝福我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
Encourage them as they follow you.
当他们跟随你的时候真的是鼓励他们的心。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you very much.